This is another one of those I don't know where to jump in.
This is going whenever.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. The 99.3 ESPN app. Whom is this?
Actually, I didn't know who sang it. It's,
Oh, did you see how it just switched over to rap?
Luniz? Luniz? L-U-N-I-Z?
I had no idea.
I got five on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the name of the song.
Oh, put your bet on it.
Like, I got $5. I get that.
Right.
We've got Spygate, Deflategate, now we have PhoneGate here at 99.3 ESPN. 2 days in a row, Wikipedia, the contestant's phone dropped out.
Kim did text back.
No.
So everybody weren't wondering about her well-being. She's fine.
So sorry, guys.
Nobody cared about Richard. We lost his phone, and nobody cared about him, but we were very concerned about Kim today.
Yeah.
Kim says, sorry, guys, I blew it. I would have lost anyway. Technology misfit. P.S. I listened to it. Thank you, Kim.
We do appreciate you.
I don't know. I don't, technology misfit, meaning we need more detail. Did the phone go dead? Did you get called away? I mean, I still don't know.
Low
what
battery,
happened.
Bad signal. We don't know.
I don't know.
The mystery continues.
What will happen tomorrow? Stay tuned.
You'll just have to. Luniz. Sorry. That's the name of the.
Get it right. Time now for a.
Somebody.
Did you just whistle?
No, my mic squeaked.
Well, because Pete can't whistle.
No, I'm not going to rub that in his face.
Somebody texted in early. I saw it from yesterday, right? I sat down here, at noontime? 11 o'clock. I was here at 11. And somebody was telling us to pronounce Reese's differently. It's not Reese's. He was like, it's not Reese's. It's Reese's.
Reese's. Because I said Reese's.
You know what?
Because we have a caller named, a texter called Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny that you bring that up because I always call it a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I thought it was Reese's.
But I call them Reese's Pieces.
Right.
So
Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese.
The odd thing was that guy Reese's texted pieces. That in at about 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I was like, did you wait up all night?
Is that
night
the context?
Yeah.
Maybe he was listening to the replay.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. Oh,
I mean, he just waited. He had sat on that all night. So anyway. All right, time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, tonight in the NFL, the Patriots host the Giants, kicking off week 6. Coverage starts at 8 on 99.3 ESPN. You can watch it on Fox and the NFL Network. Christian McCaffrey, full participant at practice today, and Dolphins quarterback Josh Rosen tells reporters he's treating this year as a tryout for next season. Tonight in Major League Baseball, the Rays are in Houston taking on the Astros for game 5 of the NLDS. Coverage starts at 6:30 on FS1. You can listen to the Rays call on our sister station, 7:70 a.m.
All right. Very good. Listen, big night in sports tonight.
Very good. Excellent.
Great night.
I mean, when the stupid Patriots build their lead against the Giants on Thursday Night Football, you flip over, you watch the Rays hang with you got the lowest payroll and one of the highest
what
payrolls.
What are you talking about?
Rays
You're
Astros?
Watching game 5 of the WNBA Finals between Connecticut and who are they playing?
The Mohican Sun? Oh, no, the Connecticut Sun.
Connecticut Star.
Versus the Mystics. Sun. I believe it's the Mystics.
Yeah.
On the deuce. Yeah. Throw that in there if you wish.
There's a ratings grabber.
That's a big night.
Dopey says, tickets for the Dolphins-Redskins game going for $19.82. I think Chris even found a
I said $16 earlier.
I think it was $16, actually, they were going for a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, which that's where we talked about. A vodka soda is going to cost more than a ticket.
Wow. Yeah, that's how we got on the whole drink thing. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk with Rick Horro, our sports business guru, who is a Miami Dolphins apologist. We'll ask him about these low, low prices. But obviously, the thing we really want to talk to him about is what is going on with the NBA and China, because the NBA literally makes more money in China than it does in the United States. We found out that fun fact yesterday. Rick Horro joins us right now. Rick, how are you today?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, man. How are you?
Fantastic.
We are
South
good.
Florida, ready for a... A Dolphin blockbuster. Dolphins by 30. No, I'm kidding. I got to be kidding. All right, then this is, if they can't beat Washington this week, it's over.
Yeah, but you don't want to beat Washington. You don't want to risk a win and tank for Tua. And by the way,
what's over?
You can get a ticket for $16 to this game and hobnob with Rick Horro.
That's a sick. That's $15 too expensive. It'll be a very interesting game on the way to Washington. I can't wait. Next week was just going to be a typical business week, but how about watching the Nationals in the NLCS? How about that?
Unbelievable! What an amazing, considering where they started the season and where they ended up, and how the Dodgers just blew it, and Kershaw is just abysmal in on the whole in the postseason, and you know Roberts and his managerial and Joe Kelly. It's amazing. They're almost the Buffalo Bills of the Major League Baseball, almost.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. I hadn't heard that one before, but they didn't even get to the series a lot. They did. They Astros. Now let's see what happens to the Astros and Rays. That'll be an interesting game because I'm sure it's a little bit more interesting than watching your Patriots in the Giants. The odds on that one are astronomical. I didn't think the Giants were that bad, but I guess we'll see.
17.5.
I wanted to just go back to the Redskins Dolphins, and I want to ask you, I'm sure if you didn't see it here, Bruce Allen speak earlier this week, and of course, Daniel Snyder will never see me. Do you know those two guys at all in any way, shape, or form? And if you do, besides advising Snyder to sell the team, which I continue to do on a daily basis, but I mean, they're an embarrassment to sports. They're an embarrassment to sports. What would you tell them? How would you advise them to turn it around?
Well, they're an embarrassment to sports whose value increases astronomically every year because the other 31 partners, do their fair share. And even though the Redskins don't draw, it's a television bonanza when you share it 32 ways. So, selling the team would be something that it's like prime real estate where you're screwing it up because you have mangroves in front of it. You still want to keep it because at the end of the day, it's going to go up no matter what you do. It'll be kind of interesting. Callahan has seen that rodeo before. Who knows who the Redskins are going to hire? I know they say they're after Tomlin, which of course would be tampering. Can't get out of their own way. And now that the Nationals are doing some good stuff and the Capitals, won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago, and maybe John Wall brings the Wizards back. That team's the odd man out. Who'd have thunk it?
Okay. Rick Hoare, our sports business guru, is with us. Rick, the big story around the world, literally, in sports has to do with Daryl Morey, his tweet, general manager of the Rockets, pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. This upsets China. The NBA, who's all about free speech and being woke and all that, is on clampdown. Nobody's saying anything. They're over in China trying to save this deal. I guess I learned yesterday that the NBA makes more money from its China customers than it does in the United States, which blows me away. But that's why we're in this big mess. How do you see a way out with Adam Silver?
Yeah, interesting. And Adam Silver, I've done a lot of media the last couple of days, and people are dumping on Adam Silver a lot more than they did a few years ago when Donald Sterling was ousted and Steve Ballmer comes to a $2 billion rescue and all of a sudden sets the value on Adam Silver's doorstep at the beginning of his relationship. So, what goes around comes around, I guess, because this wasn't Adam Silver's doing. And I guess if Daryl Morey wakes up one day and wants to hit the reset button on his Twitter account, you knew he would have. Free speech gives you the right to just say anything you want. But if you're an employee of a company that's part of a multi-trillion-dollar deal with China, you got to think twice. Look at the reaction of China. Within a day, they suspend all of these relationships. And, they things you can't do in the States, but everything's owned over there. Very quickly, you push one button, and all of a sudden, it's an entirely different relationship. So, now does LeBron speak up? Obviously, he hasn't. Adam Silver, you're right. Everybody's on clampdown. And the bottom line of it is my test of leverage was I was over on your side of the state the last 2 days, saw two brilliant baseball games that may have postponed the mobility of the Tampa Bay Rays. But I'm there in the game, and I get a call from Wolf Blitzer's office, and he said, look, you've been on a lot. We need you to comment, and you got to come over to the Tampa CNN office downtown. I said, no. If you want me, you come over to Tropicana Field, and if you think I have something to say that's important in this, you bring the camera over there. I out-leveraged CNN. I was on, and they brought the camera over.
What a power play!
That's the way I judge the credibility, not of me, but how important the story is. Because, I can think about anything, as you know. But they got to bring the cameras to me.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's impressive.
That's awesome. But how bad can this get? And what I mean is, they're already not going to show games on their television network. Does it get to the point where they stop allowing memorabilia being sold? And do you think they would ever, even though if it never be off the record, try to get Morey to step down, resign, whatever? Would the NBA sell him and throw him under the bus and for one guy in order to save a $1 billion deal?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought he was safe yesterday. You know him well. He's credible in the industry. You know, I thought he thought his remarks would be fairly harmless, and he's expressing his opinion, which, of course, in the United States you could do. And nobody expected this backlash, and who knows what China would do. They may want to push this one to the hilt and see when somebody backs down. I know they feel very strongly about it, and I'm not defending their perspective, but they had the 70th anniversary of their revolution, which was really important to them a week and a half ago. And, of course, they've got an ongoing situation with Hong Kong, which is the whole issue here. So they want to do what they can in the way they do know best, which is bottling everything up and not allowing anybody to talk. So, you know, do I see that as a possibility? Yes. And also, this is not over. This may be just the beginning.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. We've got the NBA in trouble because with this social situation with China. We've had the NFL brought down to its knees, literally, over social issues and problems. The Braves didn't distribute the foam tomahawk chops because it offended one Cardinals player. Is the NHL the only massive league out there that's not in any trouble in social media or any of these politically correct situations?
Well, I will tell you this. The Braves, listen, between the tomahawk chop foam thing and giving up 10 runs in the first inning, I think their trouble is with their pitching staff. You know, I mean, they can distribute all they want to, but they've got a heck of a winter they got to deal with. And, of course, you know, Gary Bettman is a friend. Maybe it's just a cyclical thing. Maybe their players are, you know, they got social consciousness issues as well. You know, the indigenous have a very significant issue in Canada that we don't even cover, and I guess the Canadian team all the time. But it is interesting that of all of the leagues that are out of the news cycle right now for this stuff, the NHL is. So yeah, kudos to them.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the NHL, I saw one of the headlines about that longtime marketing partner has unveiled a colorful modern-day version of the stupid, idiotic Fox glowing puck. What is this all about? Dude, I know Craig wants it because he can't follow the puck.
I can't see the puck.
He went on a 70-inch high-def TV. He hates hockey anyway. I love it. But what is this all about? Please tell me they're not going to bring this back.
No, they're not. It's a play for PPG, who's been one of their longtime sponsors. And, of course, you know, they're colorful and all that kind of stuff. So if the puck rises to a certain temperature, the purple glow, and that means that the referee realizes it's a warm puck, so take it off the ice. The real issue is you're going to see it change color before your eyes. You'll see it glow a little bit. They are not bringing back Peter Puck for reasons, or the glowing puck, or whatever the puck was, for reasons that are quite unrelated to you calling it stupid. And okay. I think it's frankly the fact that Sheeman doesn't understand or can't watch hockey and then cries like a baby because it's a sport that he doesn't really follow. You know, when I see Gary Bettman again, I was at the Rangers opening and I saw him and sat with him for a few minutes. And, you know, one of the things I didn't care to bring up was, you know, Sheeman's distaste for the game. Luckily, it's not one of those issues that's going to rise to a level that he cares about either.
Well, I want to know, is this puck changing colors? Is this on the ice? Is this the same technology that light that makes my mountains blue on my Coors Light can?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's the same technology, okay?
Okay.
And I need you to write a memo about it. Write it in triplicate, and I'll give you an answer on that one, okay? Right. Did you spend the whole week thinking about that question?
I just came up with that just now when you were talking about the puck. I'm brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good for you. You pushed it. You
push the two peaks and it turns purple.
All right, Rick.
Leave that one alone, right?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, my man. Have a great week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.
I will, man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Soon. That was Rick Hara, our sports business guru, in a week in which I'm glad we have a weekly relationship with him because it's of the utmost importance with what's going on with
absolutely.
The NBA. China. And like he said, and like we've said, this is not going away.
No, not at all.
How about that? He mentioned me to Gary Bettman, huh?
No, he said he did not.
He did not mention you to Gary Bettman because he would have got ejected.
He should have mentioned me. I could fix that sport too. Fix everything.
I'm watching the Lakers exit from this morning and throwing their wristbands into the stands. Surprised they don't get arrested for that. Probably take DNA from and try to clone somebody.
I just saw on the crawl that the Los Angeles Rams have canceled practice today. The Santa Ana winds up to about 55 miles an hour. That's almost hurricane strength.
Yeah,
Jared Goff can't throw in that.
Do they not have a bubble?
No. I don't think they do. No, they don't.
So what happens if it's ever windy somewhere, like Chicago?
Well, would they not play the game Sunday if the winds are whipping?
This is a play. I think you should practice in the wind.
I do,
yeah,
too.
You should.
That's weak.
It's that soft L.A. mentality.
It's a soft L.A. mentality. You're absolutely
right,
Chris.
What a joke. It's too windy. We can't practice.
No, they don't have a bubble there because it never rains. Like, almost never.
Well, apparently they should. By the way, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp prove once again they are absolute buffoons.
Oh, hit me. What's this?
When they said last night that Zion did not have a good game, even though he was 12 of 13 for 29 points in his second NBA game.
Yeah, that's a bad game?
Didn't think he had a good game last night.
What does he need to do? Didn't he have to play defense?
I don't know.
Did he need to score 60 in his second game ever? I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah,
that's incredible.
NBA has apologized now, as I said earlier, for the way they handled what happened in Japan. The NBA said apologized to a reporter after a Houston Rocket employee would not allow James Harden, Russell Westbrook to answer a question related to the current controversy between the league and China.
China. It's all going on, man. All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Rich wants to talk about the stupid Patriots taking on the Giants tonight on Thursday Night Football, which you can hear here on 99.3 ESPN. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hola. So, hey, Pete, yeah. I've been a you guys hear me good right now?
I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
So, yeah, Pete, I've been a big fan of you since the Big Show days, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I always, one of my biggest memories is one of the segments you guys did for Father's Day talking about, you know, you and your dad, and that always really gets to me. So, you're the best.
All right, I appreciate it.
So, I just want to talk Pat's Giants. You know, I know things take time and stuff, but 16.5 spread, you know, like that. I feel like every Thursday night I'm turning into a pumpkin here with my picks. Do you think they can cover?
Yeah, 17.5. Yeah, it's going to be a little windy. I mean, Giants have nobody in the lineup. That's the thing.
Right.
I think they do. I don't think they score more than a touchdown, 10 points, tops.
I got it at 16.
I got it at 17.5. So, I'm going to say something like 30-10. I don't think the Patriots are going to put up like 50. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think you'll be sweating it out. If you take the Patriots, I think you'll be sweating it out. I think.
Okay.
But I think they cover. They've covered all those lines, those big lines. They have an unbelievable record when the line's over 13 at home. It's some, like, I think I saw, well, they're 15-1 or something like that.
Perfect.
All right, you good?
Well,
okay.
All right, Rich.
Thanks, Rich, from down by the harbor.
Good luck.
All right. Sounds like one of your buddies from back in the day.
Can't we South Park? That's true. South Park was great again this week. And can't wait to see South Park spoof the NBA.
It's now banned in China.
Yeah. So, well,
South Park.
I'm surprised it wasn't banned from before.
Yeah, that is a little surprising.
They've had a lot of Chinese episodes, so to speak, over the years, a couple that I can remember.
West Coast Rapper says, stop saying stupid. They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mean the stupid Patriots? Is that what he means?
That's what he means. Yeah. He's offended by me calling them the stupid Patriots.
He's offended by your immature outlook towards one of the NFL's premier franchises.
Well, that's fine. He doesn't have to like it. He can be immature all I want.
Yeah. Go Giants. Dopey says the Patriots couldn't cover against the Dolphins. How are they going to cover against the Giants? They covered. Did they cover against the
Giants? 42-0.
Yeah, they covered.
They've covered against everybody.
I got hooked.
That's all it is.
No, they didn't cover against the Jets at the end. They didn't cover against the Jets.
Oh.
It was 17.
that was Luke Falk, huh?
Yeah, no, that was when, wasn't it a special teams touchdown they gave up?
I don't know. I didn't watch any of that game.
Yeah. I have a first world problem.
Oh, great.
Well, first world problem. Yeah. So last week I told you how awkward it was, you know, because my Lions had a bye. Chris's Dolphins had a bye. And so fine. I went Sunday without watching the Lions. But now they play on Monday night against the Packers. So I have to go two Sundays in a row without, you know, updating myself on the Lions. I have a little bit of withdrawal. That's all I'm saying. And, yeah, that is a first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
But I, to be honest, I'm equally as interested in the 0-9 combined Redskins versus the Dolphins.
Which, as far as I know, still you cannot watch the Miami-Washington game. It's not being televised locally on Fox. They are showing Philadelphia and Minnesota at 1 o'clock.
It's an outrage.
Yep.
We demand to see bad football this week. This is the most important game of the year.
As a Dolphins fan,
yeah,
I'm fine with that.
LeBron hater number two, knowing that Craig has the Pats at 16 really makes me hope they win by 15.
Well, let's say that.
That's just hurtful.
That's terrible.
Let's go to the phones.
Throw a pick six. Yes, that's the other thing that happened. Yeah.
Yep. Lee, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Go ahead.
Lee!
Pete, how's it going?
Fantastic.
I want to talk to Pete first.
Yes, sir.
You guys always hating on the Bills, talking about how they're choke artists and everything. Were we even favored in any of those Super Bowls to win?
I didn't say that. I just said they became the, as far as record-wise, yeah, you were favored in the last one, I think.
I guess yeah. Redskins?
I don't know, Lee. They all kind of blend together.
Lee, you were favored against the Giants. I know that. You are a 6-point favorite against the Giants.
Okay,
I know
another,
that.
Another note. You guys have had our number. I will say that you've had our number lately.
Who?
But there was a time.
Are you talking to the Pats fan or the Dolphins fan?
The Patriots. The Patriots, they've had the Bills number for the last few years.
20 years, right.
Two decades.
Okay. But there was a time where the Bills had the Patriots numbers. I mean, there was two runs where we went, I think, 22-5 against you guys.
In the 80s?
Yeah, but not even in the 80s. The 80s weren't all that bad. A couple horrible years. But 85, 86.
The late 80s to the early 90s, I think we went 11-2 against you guys.
Yeah, you're right. 88, 89, 90, around there. Yeah, but not hey, but not the, not 84, then, 85,
you know,
86.
The Lions were good in 1957.
But regardless, yeah.
And another note, you guys, yes, you've spanked us many times. But if you actually look at all the games, I think almost 50 of them, it's a single score or less.
All right.
That's a great moral victory for you Bills fans.
Or a single possession or less.
All right, almost half the games are single possession or less. And then all those, the other half.
Lee, is that a moral victory for you guys or what?
Or three touchdowns or more.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, well, we beat you guys too.
I know, but most games in the NFL are usually around less than 8 points. Most of them.
Yeah. So. I got you. But I just take offense to you guys calling them choke artists.
Hold on, Lee.
I never used the word Bills and choke artists. I picked the Bills to cover against the Patriots
a few
weeks ago, Lee.
Real quick, let's get a proper representation of how we all feel about the Bills fan. I feel like your fan base is one of, if not the best fan base in football.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For you guys to.
You talk good about it, but it's just...
For you guys to stick with that pathetic franchise through and through, seriously, like, you guys are laughing. That's great fans right there.
They're not as pathetic as Washington.
Us Dolphins fans, we just don't show up to the games.
I think your team's making the playoffs, Lee, okay? I can't stress it. I think your team's making the playoffs.
I hope so, too. I hope this is our year.
All right.
Yeah,
Lee,
they'll have to play the Patriots in the second week, and then that'll be a disaster, but...
Lee, I admire your enthusiasm. I think Lee has called before. I wish he'd call more.
I love Lee.
That was good.
I didn't call the Bills choke artist.
I may have. I don't remember.
You'll get sensitive on this show.
Overruled says this guy is reaching so far back, he's got to be a closet Cowboys fan. Ooh.
James and Lehigh says, so Pete, you're saying I'm safe taking the over on 40.5. I don't know about that. I think that's right around the number. That's a tough call. You know, maybe I would tease the Patriots and the under. That's what I think. Because the weather's really windy. The Giants have nobody playing. Patriots have a couple of guys out. I think you tease it up to the 46.5 and take the Patriots at 11.5, I think you're much better.
Snooty,
take the under.
Snooty Pooch said, did this guy just jump out of a time machine 39 years ago? Maybe. Let's go back to the phones. Nick, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard, has a survivor pick question. This should be good. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, first, Bill fan, so go Bills. But
go Bills.
Two in a row.
I always liked a couple of Bills, or a couple of minutes on the radio about the Bills.
Back to back.
So I've got two games I'm torn between, Chiefs over Texans or Cowboys over Jets.
As far as what, Survivor?
Survivor pool.
Survivor pool.
I take Dallas.
Cowboys over Jets. Yeah.
I actually like Baltimore over. I picked my pool. What I did, I take Baltimore over Cincinnati.
He might have already picked Baltimore.
I took Baltimore when they won by a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
In Miami?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was 49 points. That was a lot. Yeah, you're right.
opening week.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
I appreciate the call.
What was his other one? He said Dallas
or KC over Houston.
Nah, that's a tough. That's a tough game.
Yeah, that line is four and a half right now. Yeah, do we have that pick on our board?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
This week, it's a little early in the season, but I might just go opposite.
Contrarian play, huh?
Contrarian play.
I like your style, Craig.
I've been sub 500 every week except for like one, and I got to make hay.
Here, I got the standings right here, actually.
Well, for what?
You got the standings.
I got them right here.
No, I've got the weekly scores that we've put up.
Have I ever had a winning week?
Your first week, you were 0-2. Your second week, you were 4-3. Your third week, you were... 3-4.
Yeah, I got a lot of 3-4s.
Then you followed it up with a 4-3.
Yay, winner.
Then you had a great 3-4, followed by a fantastic 2-6.
That was the one that did me in.
And then you got, your 3-5 last weekend wasn't great either.
You know, if you take out my 2-6, I'm pretty much around 500.
No, you're not.
Maybe. Me too. Take out my 2-6, I'm right with you.
I know. I'm just saying. So is it worth going contrarian to be rare? Did I just have one?
Absolutely.
Did I just go one bad weekend?
Oh, look.
Absolutely, says the guy that's in first place. I'm trying to catch you.
If all of us, if you're listening and all three of us agree on a game, just go the other way. Like, that's the easiest player in the world right there.
I always go first, and then you guys never let me change my pick.
We're all on the Pats minus 17.5, 16, if you think a point and a half is worth all that much. The Giants are covering this game tonight, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but none of us think that.
I think it's a late cover, but I think it's like 30-10.
Dookie Drawers wants to know who the leading rusher and receiver was from the 2012 season.
Stop it. It's time for break. Make sure you get, your fantasy football lined up at 99.3ESPN.com. We got $50 for Dave and Buster's from Bell Tower from you, brought to you by BMW Fort Myers. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3ESPN and the 99.3ESPN app.
You used to call me on my...
Is this Drake? Good God.
Yeah.
All the songs sound like this. This is a little drivel, not even singing.
Once again, broad brush being painted by young Sheeman over here.
Call me on my thumb.
Cell phone.
My girl left me.
Call me on my thumb?
But I've got front row seats to the Raptors. I mean, that's how it is. It's just drivel. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
He's actually an employee of the Raptors.
Mixed Master Sheeman.
Yeah. By the way, word to the wives. I darted into the bathroom during the break anyway.
Yeah?
Don't go in there. And it's not me. Somebody destroyed the bathroom.
Who's left?
I don't know.
At 5:30, nobody?
They couldn't have waited to do that at home.
Well, if you gotta go that bad, then you gotta go.
Sometimes you can't wait.
My eyes are still watering.
Ew.
Ew.
How about down the hall?
Paint. Oh, I'm glad we don't work on that side of the building. Because the toilet on that side of the building is about 7 inches shorter than the toilet on this side of the building. So that's the one everybody goes and handles their business on. You go over here. Yeah. Normally, it's just, you're in there for a few seconds, you wash your hands, you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not over there.
The other one's built for hobbits. It's
my
tiny.
Office used to be over there on that side.
That
was terrible. People in the mornings.
Because you waft out. The air wafts out with you.
I would hear sales reps conducting business. You can hear that echo. That echo is unique to a bathroom. There's no other room in a house or in a place of business that can create that sort of echo chamber.
Well, I hope they close the deal. But yeah, stay away from our bathroom. For the paint is literally peeling off the walls.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely. And again, for the record, it wasn't me. Tim, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Timmy!
Hey, how you going? Kind of threw me off a little with the toilet stuff there, but I feel sorry for you guys. Imagine it's probably one of your late afternoon dudes. I want to talk about the guy that called in as a big Buffalo fan. He kind of went back in time there.
Lee.
I mean, he missed a 47-yard field goal wide right against the Giants and started that four-year run.
Yeah.
And then Thurman Thomas can't find his helmet.
Yep.
The only positive memory they have from a Super Bowl is Don Beebe chasing down.
Causing a fumble.
Getting the ball knocked out. And he got spanked 52-17 and 30-13 in the Super Bowl by the Cowboys.
Yep.
And I don't ever want to be associated with a Bills fan being a closet Dallas fan. Bite your tongue.
Is that what he said? Is
Did he say that?
Another texter said he must be.
Don't
ever say that. Don't associate the two of us together. Cowboys and Bills don't go together.
No, they don't.
Well, they kind of do.
I root for the Bills when they play the Patriots, but I don't. I'm not normally a Bills fan, and I am proud of what Jim Kelly did. 4 years in a row, that is something.
Well, your boys are in New York this week to take on New Jersey.
Yeah, maybe we can get back on track. It's another losing team. We seem to can't beat anybody. We've got a good team.
Dak plays really well against those teams.
Well, we'll get rid of Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones and finally get a general manager. Maybe we can actually win those good games.
When that happens, you can look up at the sky and see the pig flying.
No, I'll be seeing a headstone that says Jerry Jones died.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you'll be saying the same thing about Stephen Jones, who will take over seamlessly.
Probably.
Well, he's not as bad. At least he kept him from drafting Johnny Manziel. My God.
Good point.
It's a great point.
That is a very good point. People don't realize how close that almost happened.
Yeah, I was walking up like, here, this is our pick. No, it's not, Dad. Give me that.
Give me the phone.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, Timmy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Very good call.
Good luck against the Jets.
239-337-ES. ESPN 239-337.
And Sam Darnold's going to play. He says he can't get hurt anymore. I saw that quote today.
From the mono to the spleen.
Yeah.
Right.
Said, I can't get hurt anymore, so he's not afraid of being hit.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Oh, we got a Bills Nation is coming out of the woodwork.
They're off this week, too. Aren't that the Buffalo off this week? Yeah.
Let's go to Art. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Art.
Hey, this is Art. I'm a Bills fan. I got to clarify a couple things. Okay. I don't know if anything's changed, but. The Patriots did not cover the spread against Buffalo a couple weeks ago.
I said that. I picked Buffalo that covered. Yeah, you're right.
And people are laughing about the Bills guy from a time machine, et cetera. Is anybody else in the AFC East doing anything either the last freaking, I don't know, 15 years or so?
I can say the Jets had their run in 2010 and 2000.
Art, I don't know if you know this or not, but the last team other than the Patriots to win the division was the Miami Dolphins back in 2008.
Fins up!
This is what I'm saying. It's killing all of us in the AFC East. I mean, okay, the guy's great, whatever, but until he moves on or whatever, they're dominating the whole AFC.
Yeah, what guy are you talking about, Brady or Belichick?
Well, both.
Exactly.
They both freaking worship the devil or something. I don't know what they do to freaking.
They prepare.
They can play with anybody. I could be a tight end. I'm 51 years old. Brady could make me a superstar. He's had some of the worst players.
I think he's right.
He can do anything.
I wouldn't say he has the worst player, but when you can get to
they
the AFC Championship.
Even had a good first-round draft pick in how long? No marquee players. They wind up being marquee because they're playing with these guys. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. They don't even look for coaches. They make the Cowboy the next offensive line coach. How do you do that?
I don't know.
It's a lot of preparation.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a lot of preparation.
Thanks for the call,
Art. I'm not going to tell you, but in 2006, when you can get Rishay Caldwell to be your leading receiver, go up 18 points on the road against Indy.
Deion Branch was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He was like a good NFL player.
He was very good. He was more than good. He was very good. But he did not have the cachet.
No.
Of some others. No.
Roses in Bedroom guy with a good one says, tell that Dallas fan to pull out his VCR and he can rewatch the last Super Bowl they were in. Adam, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Another Bills fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Fantastic.
No, I'm not a Bills fan. So my girlfriend is from Buffalo, and I want to say they are the nuts most crazy fans for an awful program.
I got to commend them on that.
Well, they're pretty good this year.
Absolutely.
They're going to be I think they're a good team this
year.
Does
she jump off of buses onto tables in the parking lot?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's so bad that her brother has moved to the apartment building right next to the stadium just so he can tailgate in his own parking lot.
No.
Oh, I believe it.
What a great move.
That is a solid
That is
move.
Awesome. That's
great power move.
Probably, what, about a half-mile walk, maybe?
Don't have to worry about driving home in the snow.
Yeah, half-mile walk. Don't have to worry about the snow since it snows up there every single month anyway.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's good foresight.
It does. Wow.
All right, Adam. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
That's pretty cool.
Get loaded at the game and just stumble your way back to your apartment.
Can do that. Lambeau's in the middle of a neighborhood, but I'm not sure how close. So I think you can in Lambeau too. You can just kind of go halfway. So, I mean, go half a mile and walk to the stadium if you're fortunate enough to have property around there.
Yep. Well, I don't know how we landed on Bills fans as the topic this segment, but I'm cool with it.
That's what you got to write down on.
Again, I like you people.
You people?
Yeah, Bills fans, you people. You guys throw toys out onto the field when you play the Patriots? Yeah, I respect that.
Not anymore.
They didn't throw them on the field for the last game?
No, because they were threatened to get ejected for life.
Wasn't that a prop bet?
Banned for life.
That was a prop bet.
No, the color of the toy.
There was a prop bet for it. There was a prop bet.
Yeah.
Whether an adult toy would be thrown onto the field.
They have the color? Not, like, bet on the color of the Gatorade that gets dumped on the coach?
I think you're right. Yep. I think you're right. Speaking of prop bets, Gabe Morenci will be on the program tomorrow. Is it Friday already?
He had a rough night.
Yeah. He did.
Baseball, not his strong
suit. You
got
to talk to him about that.
Yes, I don't know if I want to, but he'll bring it up himself.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, no doubt. He comes on for free to give us pointers. I don't want to make him mad.
The Vancouver Canucks last night. They romped 8-2.
Hey, I actually gave you a hockey winner the other night. Boston in Vegas.
I gave you the winner.
Well, I just wanted to run it by you, actually.
All right. Don't forget.
No start.
We got Giants and Patriots tonight. Stupid Patriots. I'm starting to forget now. 8 o'clock.
I'll write it on the sheet
Thank
next time.
Thank you. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. That's tonight here on 99.3 ESPN. What you got is next. We'll close it out. Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks, your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. You can pair any of their made-from-scratch menu items with a frosted 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Today is the 10th of October. 10-10. Happy birthday, Brett Favre. Brett Favre is 50.
Same amount of picks he threw the last 5 years of his career.
Well, 10 picks a year is not bad.
not just playoffs.
I just posted a story on Brett Favre from an interview he did, I believe, with Peter King, talking about now that he's 50 and he's still good, but he got a lot of concussions and he's getting to that age where he's wondering about, you know, is the health going to start going down? And interesting comments on whether he said he would change his style of play, knowing what he knows now about concussions. You can find that at 99.3ESPN.com. On this day, we lost Christopher Reeve, Superman, 2004.
Had that bat-horse accident before he passed. That was unfortunate.
Orson Welles passed away in 1985.
War of the Worlds, among other things.
1904, Boston pitchers achieve 148 complete games in AL record. 148 complete games. 1904.
Yeah, Cy Young was on that team, I believe.
Happy birthday, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Also, 1974. That's all I got. Pete Shepard, what you got?
I'll update the Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio. And just one question today. What's the worst way to lose? Blown out early like Atlanta or lose late like the Dodgers? And by far and away was lose late like the Dodgers the worst way to lose, 72% to 28%.
I liked your comment, which was you or Chris, I think it was you, Pete, that said, what if you were just a little bit late to that Braves game?
Oh, I did. You parked your car. You spent, say, besides the tickets, you already spent about $200 with a family of four. You're just walking up the mezzanine, and you see the score and go, oh, my God.
Not
it's 10-0.
Do you just turn around?
Well, if you got your kids with you, you know.
You spent all that money.
You got your teenage kids with you.
Might as well watch at least an hour and bail in the third inning or something. All right, Chris, we got some big games, baseball and football tonight. Do you have a Stone Cold pick for me tonight?
No, I'm staying away from them.
Both of them?
Yeah, because I've got rooting interests that don't align with what I think is going
go
to happen.
Go college football tonight. Go Syracuse NC State.
Both teams are really bad. That's my prognostication on that game.
So Chris's Stone Cold advice is to lay off tonight and enjoy the night.
Yeah.
Texas State.
Probably. I will let everybody know that Takeshi's 6'9". He's like this. He's a rapper and a drug dealer from New York. He's in prison.
Yeah.
He just signed a record deal.
Yeah.
In prison.
Yeah.
Worth $10 million.
When's he get out?
In a long time. He actually flipped on a lot of gang members. Yeah.
He gonna get shot.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, how does he make music then if he's got a $10 million deal?
Is he going to go on the Witness Protection Program? He can't make a big contract doing that.
Yeah, I don't know when he comes out. Oh, original January 2020. That's when he comes out.
Oh, so he is going to go.
He's very young.
How would you like to have $10 million waiting for you when you get out of the pokey in a year and a half?
Earns good interest.
Could.
Put an IRA, roll it over.
If he spends it wisely.
Three months.
Get a good account.
Not that far.
And then, 2020. Not 2020. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 2020. Oh, still he can make some.
Wow, he's marketable back in the pokey. All right. So yeah, tonight, Thursday night football, the stupid Patriots and the Giants. Enjoy that. Flip back and forth. I'm going to watch some Rays and Astros. Going to kick back. Give me a nice night.
WNBA Game 5 for all the marbles.
Oh, there's my lock of the night. Go with the Mystics.
Go with the parlay it.
Or the Mystic. I don't know if it's singular or plural.
I'm going Connecticut.
So you're betting with your heart, not your head.
Yeah.
They're up by the harbor.
You know, if you really break down the analytics and look at how the game has played out, everything points to the Mystics.
They play
Mohegan
Sun in a casino.
For Chris,
there's a nice river, by the way, over there.
I'm Craig Sheeman. According to medical science, getting it done. God bless America.